Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hi there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donva. I also go by the name of Anonymous Mouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to enable Reader View in Safari automatically for iOS. All right, so if you are familiar with a Reader View, I think you might like this tip. I use this quite a bit. I found about it just recently, and I absolutely love this. And I was one of those people that like to turn this on often, but if I could have this set to automatic, oh my gosh, this would be great. So you are able to do this. Now, I'm going to show you an example what Reader View is for those that don't know what Reader View is, and then I will show you how to enable this automatically and be able to turn this off. All right, so I brought up my Safari. I'm going to go to one of the website that I'm going to use for Reader View. Now, not every site you want to enable Reader View, because you are going to essentially change how the website looks and present to you as a view. It is really ideal for pages that I'm going to show you as an example, plus any articles that you may just want to read the article itself, and you don't have to go down and hunt for the article to read it. This is the option for you. Now, I wouldn't suggest this for like Apple Viz or any other sites, because essentially you're removing all the things you need. So that doesn't make any sense for that. But for any pages like what I'm going to show you along with other news, does. Okay, so I'm going to go to a website that I check often for my weather forecast. So I'm going to go to the right.
7-day forecast for Lee Summit.
And now I'm going to double tap on this particular link. This is a great example I want to show you for Reader View. So one finger double tap.
Reader available. Reader button. Shows or hide Safari Reader. Actions available.
Now the first thing you're going to hear is the Reader is available for this site. So this is the Reader View I'm talking about right now. It's not selected or turned on. Let me show you what it looks like, what I have to go to just to get to the forecast that I want. So I'm going to just swipe to the right here.
Address. Reload. Button. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Link. National Weather Service. Link. United States Department of Commerce. Toggle navigation. Button. Text field. Go. Button. View location examples. Your local forecast. Undefined. Muted day severe weather. A storm tracking through the west. Read more greater than. NWS forecast. Issued by. National. Last update. Link. 5:27 p.m. Separator. Tonight. Table start.
Aha. So I finally get to the part where it gives me the forecast for tonight. You see all that swiping I have to do? There's a lot of navigational stuff and just things I don't want. And what the beauty of the Reader View will allow you to do, it will strip all that away and go straight to the meat of the content. So let's go back to the top left.
Reader button. Shows or hide Safari Reader. Actions available.
Now, typically, what we normally do, I have been just doing a one finger double tap on this. So I'll just do one finger double tap.
Selected. Reader.
And now it's selected. Now watch this. Now I'm going to go to the right. I'm going to show you what it does when this is enabled.
Address. Forecast. Reader appearance options. National Weather Service. Heading level 1. Tonight.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, it was stripped down and it gives me just straight to the core contents of the weather forecast on this page. This is ideal for this scenario and plus any type of news if you want to get to the articles I've mentioned. So I'll just strip everything out and go straight to that. And that is the beauty of the Reader View. Now, the whole point of this podcast, I want to show you something that you can set this to automatic. Yes, you can do that. How do I do that? Great question. Go back to the top left.
Selected. Reader. Button. Shows or hide Safari Reader. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
And what I'm going to do here, I'm going to do a one finger, double tap, and hold.
Alert. Automatic Reader View.
All right. Now, go to the right.
You can use Reader automatically on individual websites or on all websites.
Okay, so you got two options.
Use on forecastweather.gov button.
Now, this is specifically for this website, so I can say anytime I visit to this page again, it's going to be automatically turned on. Otherwise, there's the other option.
Use on all websites button.
Is to be able to use on all websites. You probably don't want to do that because then you're going to be missing out a lot of the links and things that you may need. For example, on Apple Viz, you wouldn't be able to see the login and things like that. And you'll probably be thinking, oh my gosh, what happened to it? So my suggestion is just do it for that site.
Use on forecastweather.gov button.
One finger double tap on that.
Selected. Reader button.
Voila. And just like that, every time I come back to this site, it will automatically remember it, and I won't have to do that again. I'll show you an example just to prove that. At the bottom right is my tab.
Tabs button.
I'm going to do a one-finger double tap and hold.
Alert. Close this tab.
Button. And close that page.
Address. Search or enter website name.
And let's go back to that website.
Bookmarks. Button. 7-day forecast for Lee Summit.
There it is.
Reader available. Selected. Reader. Button.
Aha. Did you hear that? It was selected. So it came on here automatically as it was selected. So let's make sure. Go to the right.
Address. Reader appearance. National web. Tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low.
Excellent. Now, at any time, you can disable this too. So if you don't want to have that being automatic anymore, go back up the top left to the reader view.
Selected. Reader. Button. Shows or hide Safari reader. Actions available.
One finger double tap and hold.
Alert. Automatic reader view.
Now, you're going to hear something a little different. I'm going to go to the right.
You can use reader automatically on individual websites or on all websites. Stop using on forecastweather.gov. Button.
Uh-huh. Now it gives you the option to stop for that website. Also to the right.
Use on all websites. Button.
If that was enabled, it'll also have stop, and you can say stop on all website. All right. Well, that is my advice and tip for you. I hope that you found this very useful, as I use this all the time because I visit quite a few sites for articles and such, and this makes my life so much easier. I don't have to keep putting it on. It automatically turns it on for you. All right, well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous Mouse. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.